This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute offers a free seminar and a comprehensive video that will help business leaders break through this fear to legally live and share their faith with their employees, customers, and communities in ways they never would have dreamed or imagined before.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Subscribe!
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 157. I trust that you all had a good week and are healthy and happy. I hope so. Regardless of the city that you're in, hope that curve has been largely crushed where you are and that we're heading in the right direction. Here's to hoping, right? Hey, we have a great Tech It Out radio show planned for you this hour. We're going to kick things off in a moment with a new smartphone in the market called the LG Velvet 5G. It's a really sleek device that won't break the bank. After that, we're going to talk about technology in the background at airports and sports stadiums and in government buildings designed to keep us all safe, including concealed weapon detection and even viral threats like COVID-19. We'll talk with Patriot One Technologies this hour about their tech to keep society safe. And finally, for those who love their Apple Watch, we're going to learn about an app called Mobile Leash, which notifies you on your smartwatch if you're smartphone was left behind by accident, or if somebody walked away with your iPhone. All of this coming up and more on this week's new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's kick off the show with our first interview. If you've caught any of my back-to-school segments on TV this past week, you've probably seen me hold up a new smartphone from LG. It's called the LG Velvet 5G, which alludes to the way that it feels and the speeds you can expect, but there's a lot more to the device as well, especially in the looks department. Joining us on the line to fill us in on the LG Velvet 5G is Andrea Candela. She's the brand and retail marketing manager for mobile communications at LG. Welcome back to the show, Andrea.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Pleasure to chat with you again. How's your summer going so far, despite this craziness?
Really good. Enjoying the sunshine, so that's a positive.
There you go. Exactly. We got to hold on to whatever positive thing we can and hope that things take a turn for the better sometime soon. And what better way to welcome into the fall a new smartphone? But before we get to that, tech isn't just about function anymore, but fashion as well. So what are some ways that we can integrate the tech that we use in our everyday lives into our own individual style?
Definitely. I mean, there's lots of things from a first impression to the way we dress to even looking at our Instagram feeds that definitely convey an individual style and how we carry ourselves. And these days, a lot of tech definitely have evolved to become an extension of that for people. So lots of brands are finding ways to add a bit of that personal styling into the products that they offer. You know, I think we've all seen like those colorful keyboard covers, stickers on laptops, phone cases, even headsets. They're all becoming more personalized. So with smartphones in particular, we're definitely trying to go back to those LG chocolate and LG shine days, because at the time, those were a reflection of the generation that those were released to. So with the latest LG device, we want to throw it back to that accessibility of making your smartphone a part of your style and identity.
Wow, I haven't thought about the LG Chocolate or LG Shine in a few years, so thanks for reminding me about those devices that were arguably ahead of their time, for sure, in the fashion department, as we've been chatting about. So with that in mind, tell us about LG's newest mobile device. Again, it's called the LG Velvet 5G. How did style come into play when it came to design?
For sure. It's a super exciting launch that marks a new era for us in the mobile technology that we're offering. It's bringing both design and functionality together to be able to give a unique mobile experience that provides the innovation that LG prides itself on and the stunning design. So definitely flashing things with the stylish exterior, the bold iridescent color in the Illusion Sunset, as well as the Aurora Gray that we're offering, the water drop camera setup along the back, which is nice and symmetrical and also a new look to our devices, and the lightweight 3D arc design, which is designed to feel super light, curvy corners, symmetrical, and all comfortable in one hand.
Yeah, it really is a thing of beauty. I don't throw around that very often, but I'm looking at the, it's called Illusion Sunset model, I think, as you said, the one that I've got here with mm-hmm. this orangey, gorgeous back to it that's hard to describe, but it's almost like the colors change when you move it around and it captures different beams of light. I mean, it's really stunning. So this is, again, the LG Velvet 5G. The Velvet also, I would think, refers to the really smooth feel to the device. It feels great in your hands. How big is the screen?
It's at 6.8 inches, and it's an OLED screen, so it's got that cinematic ratio, gives you some bright, rich colors and a crystal clear quality when you're watching any of the content.
Mm-hmm. Even though that does sound like a large screen, and it is, it does fit very comfortably in your hand. It's quite tall, and it feels really great. So with that in mind, we've talked about style, and we'll talk more about the screen in a moment, but what else would you say makes this device unique?
So two things. Definitely with the rollout of the new network, 5G infrastructures across Canada, LG is trying to bring both functionality as well as style together with the launch of this device. So allowing Canadians to be future ready or future proof, if you will, for the 5G network rollouts to be able to give that accessibility to the speed that the new networks will provide, and as well as bringing, without any compromise to the functionality, the style, again, going back to that great look and feel of the device and the lightweightness that it provides, along with a lot of other great features for those content creators out there.
Yeah, why don't we talk a bit about those or any other features that you think are worth calling out? We've covered design as well as the 5G speeds for that next generation of cellular connectivity.
Definitely. I mean, there's lots of cool stuff housed in the LG Velvet. The camera, for one, definitely has a super high resolution 48 megapixel lens in there with lots of unique software and lens options that will allow any creator or any person for that matter to be able to record memories. Some cool features would be the ASMR voice recording features. So if you really like getting those details in there, it's a really fun feature to use. And then, of course, in terms of the performance with the processor, again, going back to the 5G connectivity enablement. And then I think something that's super important to everyone now that we're all centered around our phones and devices these days is the long-lasting battery. So up to 9 hours of continual multimedia use in a single charge. And for those of you that are on the go, definitely charges super quick and up to 50% in about 40 minutes. So definitely keeps the power with all the fun stuff you could do on the phone.
Very cool. We're chatting with Andrea Candela. She's the LG brand and retail marketing manager for mobile communications. We're chatting about the new LG Velvet 5G smartphone that debuted August 7th. You talked about the cameras earlier, and that is probably one of the most popular applications of this device, or any smartphone rather. How does it do in darker environments? Like, let's say you're outside at night with your friends.
With this camera on LG Velvet, you definitely definitely get that super high quality and megapixel out of the 48 megapixel setting. But when it comes to nighttime, it'll be super easy to make those memories as well. Say goodbye to pixelated dark photos, if you will. You'll be able to get some incredible shots in the dark with the night mode feature turned on that takes some AI capability, artificial intelligence, in the background with the software to be able to detect any low light scenes. It'll also adjust to capture and make sure the photo's brighter so you get all the details.
All right, and I know we talked about 5G already, Andrea, but this isn't LG's first phone to support this next generation of wireless connectivity, right?
Exactly. We actually recently released the Z60 5G, which comes with a dual screen. So for those multitaskers out there, you've got an option there with a secondary screen that can give you just as much speed.
Right. I think that's the last time I had you on the phone was to talk about the V60, which is that dual screen experience for multitasking. But because this new Velvet 5G is also Android-based, you could multitask as well. You can snap like an app on the top half of the screen and snap another app on the bottom half and do things like reading your email while watching a video at the same time or browsing the web while playing with a Spotify playlist or something. And you can even do picture-in-picture. So you can, you know, browse the web, as I mentioned, or have some fun online shopping while watching your favorite TV show at the same time. All right, Andrea, as we wrap up, I see the LG Velvet 5G costs $599 outright or as low as $10 a month on an AT&T installment plan.
That's right, Mark. Everyone can check out LG.com just to take a look at local carriers and retailer availability and get the best price and plan possible.
Okay. Thank you so much, Andrea. Have a great rest of your summer. Good chatting with you and best of luck with the launch of this new phone. Very exciting.
Thanks so much, Mark. Pleasure speaking with you.
Hey, this show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartwatches, smartphones, tablets, and more. And they also have a gaming line called ROG, or Republic of Gamers, for those who love PC gaming. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Patriot One Technologies about their tech that can detect concealed weapons and biological threats as well. Pretty fascinating stuff. So stay tuned. More Tech It Out coming up right after this.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you're an iPhone owner, you know your new device comes with a set of earbuds. But many of us feel restricted by the wired connection. And that's how Apple built a $6 billion industry with the wireless AirPods. And we asked tech analyst Tim Beharin about their success.
Especially the newer headset, which is around $250. The fact that they were able to put noise canceling into that AirPod was a game changer for them. The other AirPods were actually good, but this is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And like I used it on a flight to China recently and was so surprised how good the noise cancellation worked. But I expect that to continue to grow.
I also like that they're a little bit shorter. I was always a little fussy on the design part, but I like how the new ones look much better.
They're more ergonomically streamlined.
Read more from Tim at techpinions.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. I haven't interviewed my next guest since about 2017, and in the world of technology, that's an eternity. And what a topic, tech to keep society safe. We're now going to learn about Patriot One Technologies. We've got Martin Cronin with us. He's the CEO of Patriot One. Welcome back to the show, Martin.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on.
At a high level, please tell us about Patriot One Technologies. What is it that you do exactly?
So we're in the business of public safety through threat detection. So we have a range of sensors on what we call the PatScan multi-sensor platform to detect threats, concealed guns, knives, bombs, weapons in open view. And more recently, in the wake of the COVID pandemic, we've added in some health and safety modules to detect elevated body temperature and compliance with mask policy. So really, we treat biological threats as just another threat in the spectrum. We're about keeping the public safe from that spectrum of threats.
Okay. And can you give us an example of where we might see your products? I'm assuming they're not in plain sight, but are we talking places like airports, schools, sports stadiums, and the like?
Well, airports are where you conventionally think of threat detection, you know, metal detector arches, millimeter wavelength scanners. all of that screening before you get on an aircraft. The application for our technology is much more widespread and, frankly, anywhere where the public gather and may be at risk of acts of violence. So mass transportation, corporate environments, schools, universities, hospitals, stadium and event centers, you name it. Unfortunately, the public, are at risk from terrorists or disturbed individuals with weapons in many, many public environments.
Okay, yeah, good point. And you said earlier that your primary platform is called PatScan.
Yeah, so when we last spoke 3 years ago now, we'd established a company on a single technology coming out of McMaster University in Ontario. Since that time, we've brought in a whole range of other sensor technologies to live on a common platform because we really sort of realized very early on that, a one-size-fits-all approach wouldn't work in all of the variability of the real world. So it's a multi-sensor platform.
Okay, so what are some of your key solutions to keeping us safe?
So we use radar, we use magnetic resonance, we use video object recognition, chemical sensing. And so the overall ethos of what we do is that the public should not be encumbered by better security screening. So people should be able to move freely, not have to divest themselves of everyday objects. And then from the security professional's point of view, that this screening can be invisible, touchless, doesn't need to be manned at that point of screening. So it's networked, smart, low cost, unobtrusive, and that's good for the public and for the security professionals.
All right. So hypothetically, one of your solutions detects somebody concealing an automatic weapon underneath their jacket. What happens at that point? If you can paint us a sample anecdote, perhaps.
Yeah. So the an alert will be generated in real time in our user interface, what we call Assist View. A little pane will come up with the alert and with an image of the individual that has triggered it. Date time stamped and with the location. So in that way, security officers in a control room or wherever can get immediate notification that somebody has just passed by sensors on one of the doors with a concealed weapon.
We're chatting with Martin Cronin. He's the CEO of a company called Patriot One Technologies. Their products are designed to keep public areas safe from terrorism and also from health risks like coronavirus. If an elevated fever is detected, that could be a symptom of COVID-19, for example. Is this a station that someone would walk up to and have their temperature taken before entering, say, an office building? Or can you actually put these in place so the general public milling about can have their temperatures read?
Yeah, so as the idea is that as people pass through some sort of a choke point, whether it's a glass doorway or what have you, coming into a facility, that at that point, a thermal camera will take the temperature reading. Now, we apply AI to this because I think, unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that many off-the-shelf commercial thermal cameras have a temperature tolerance of plus or minus 4 or 5 degrees, which really makes it pretty useless for actually detecting fever. So what we do is anomaly detection using our AI to take baselines, which are affected by ambient temperature, et cetera, and then we identify the anomaly of the person with the elevated temperature. As I mentioned earlier, we also can screen for compliance with mask policy. If masks are mandatory going into a building, we'll be able to identify an alert when somebody's non-compliant.
Did you say that your technologies can also detect explosives, like a chemical kind of sensor?
We have a joint venture, which is with a group in Dallas, which is around the chemical sensing. We also, of course, are looking for the explosive shrapnel in a device, the metal content, the nuts and bolts or what have you. We have a piece of radar technology in development, which will also be able to identify non-metallic shrapnel in a device. So there are a number of approaches to identifying IEDs because, of course, then, unlike a gun, every one can be different.
We're going to continue chatting with Patriot One Technologies and Martin Cronin in a few moments from now when we return on Tech It Out. Before we take a short break, however, I do want to ask you if you've got any feedback on the radio show or podcast, however you're tuning in. I'm always up for ideas for upcoming topics and guests. I always like to know what you like or you don't like on this kind of program. I started it in July of 2017 with 40 stations, and I'm proud to say that through Radio America, we've grown the one-hour show to 104 stations a week, and of course the podcast as well. But there's always room for improvement on shows like this, so let me have it. You can reach me at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's T-E-C-H at M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N.com. Or you can follow me and write to me on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org. Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Niskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Martin Cronin from Patriot One Technologies, whose technology is behind the scenes at public places like baseball stadiums and airports and government buildings and railway stations and such. And it detects even concealed weapons and biological threats as well. Martin, can you address any of the concerns some of the listeners may have with your technologies being in place somewhere? And I mean that both from a privacy and security standpoint, if people are being monitored, even though it is for the overall betterment of society and for the greater good to protect everybody. And also any associated health risks with being scanned. Any of your platforms have any radioactivity or anything like that, any harmful waves?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, well, two aspects. In terms of the safety, everything that we deploy is certified to be compliant with all the regulations. For the active systems,
the power levels are absolutely minuscule, and you can walk through them day in, day out. You'll be getting more emissions from your cell phone than you will from being scanned by our devices. For the passive systems, there are no emissions. So from a health perspective, they are 100% safe and certified to be safe as well. From a privacy aspect, we capture no personal data. We don't treat, we make no judgments about people. We are looking for the presence of threat objects. Only then does a person become of interest to the system. So people who are not carrying any threat are of no interest to the system, and furthermore, we don't capture, store, or transmit any personal data. So from my perspective, you know, we're very benign from a civil liberties perspective.
Dumb question, Martin, but in some states that allow for a person to carry a gun, do you just disable that element of your detection as a threat because it may be very commonplace, like in even, say, a Walmart or what have you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, it's not for us to make judgments about, you know, whether or not people, you know, should be carrying guns. It's all environmentally you know, it's all about context. And so in an environment where a user is not concerned about you know, people with concealed carry permits, then they don't have to have alerts, you know, generated from those. But equally in the same jurisdiction, in a school, for example, then you do want alerts for a handgun coming in. So everything is about context. And so our systems will be deployed in a way that's appropriate to that context. And we also, of course, are conscious that there are, you know, police and security officers carrying weapons. And so we are working on RFID tagging of those weapons so that they would not generate an alert, even in a weapons-restricted area.
Certainly there are other companies that have threat detection systems in place or for sale, mm-hmm. including ones that yep. could detect concealed weapons and so on. So why Patriot One?
Well, I think it's really about our philosophy of detection. As I say, we're not about building, you know, over fixed visible security screening checkpoints. Ours is about really the sort of democratization of public safety by embedding these sensors more in a more distributed way, not having them manned by security personnel who are having to sort of, you know, then wand people, pat people down, but being, you know, invisible, unobtrusive or covert, if you like. Smart networked, you know, applying AI to make sense of the complex data so that people can go about their business unimpeded and security professionals can get advanced warning of a threat. And that, I think, is very different from the conventional approach, which is about a security screening checkpoint. That's not what we do.
Before we wrap up, Martin, earlier you talked about how 2020 has changed your business somewhat. You've added now things like temperature taking solutions and so on. But what about protests and riots and some of the civil unrest we've seen? Can your technologies be used to detect any threats there?
Well, certainly, I mean, they can be used, you know, in a multitude of environments to detect for the presence of weapons. I mean, you know, what I would say is that, you know, these are not tools of mass surveillance. They're for screening people entering an area, you know, where you need to keep weapons out. You know, they're not really for deployment, you know, rapid deployment on a street to scan a crowd of protesters. But, you know, recent events have, I think, shown that there is, there's rising concern about violence more generally, and there's a surge in gun violence in the US. So even with the focus on COVID-19, there is still a very pressing need for solutions for acts of violence. But also, you know, people are very conscious around civil liberties. I mean, the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, movement is focused, you know, on that relationship between authority and the public. And so we, you know, I think tread a careful line where we're about achieving consensus between public and the authorities in terms of keeping people safe in a way which is not obtrusive or detrimental to civil liberties.
Thanks for addressing that, Martin. I know that's a sensitive topic. Like any technology, it can be used or abused by those in control of it. So good to hear. But I love the motto, deter, detect, defend. And the company is Patriot One Technologies. Is there a website in particular that I can ask you to plug?
Yeah, absolutely. Patriot One, that's a numeral one, tech.com.
Okay, Patriot, the number one, tech.com, and that's where you can learn about your services or contact you. Thank you so much, Martin. I really enjoyed our chat. It's fascinating to me, and it's a topic I don't know that much about. So thanks for carving out some time to chat.
Yeah, thanks very much for your interest. Appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. This program is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops. In fact, there's four different kinds of laptops under the ASUS banner. There's VivoBooks, which are kind of everyday, stylish laptops, great for students. There's the ZenBooks, which always push the envelope when it comes to technology and innovation. They're usually super thin, yet very powerful. They've got some really cool, like, screen pads and other kind of interactive technologies. Then there's ExpertBooks for businesses and Chromebooks, which are more, generally speaking, value priced and more tied to the cloud, great for students. So lots of different laptops you can see at asus.com/US/radio. Again, that's asus.com/US/radio. Check out ASUS's laptop family. Again, that's the VivoBooks, the ZenBooks, ExpertBooks, and Chromebooks. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to talk with a company that has created an app for Apple Watch, and it's called Mobileash. Believe it or not, Apple Watch doesn't do this already, you know, out of the box, and that is if your phone, your iPhone, is being stolen, somebody walks away from, say, a patio table with it, that your watch does not alert you with a vibration or a loud alarm or something flashing on the screen, nothing. So this company created an app that will let you know if you're accidentally walking away from your phone or if it is walking away from you, and will notify you immediately. It's under $1 as well. It's called Mobileash, so stay with us. You're listening to Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 15 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Looks like a burger, cooks like a burger. Some say it tastes similar to a burger, but is it healthier?
It really depends on how that plant-based burger is made.
Registered dietitian nutritionist Catherine Zaratsky says the benefit of plant-based burgers usually comes in the form of fiber and other nutrients, but then comes the issue of fat.
Some plant-based burgers are going to have added fat. Oftentimes the added fat is a saturated fat.
Commonly added fats include coconut and palm oil.
And saturated fat has an association with raising our bad cholesterol. And that's the concern, is that it may increase our heart disease risk.
High sodium and calories can also make a dent in health benefits of a veggie burger. Zaratsky says eating more plant-based foods like vegetables or whole grains is a good approach.
Just compare products.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. One of the features curiously missing from Apple Watch is the ability to let you know if you've accidentally walked away from your iPhone. Maybe you left it in the back of an Uber or on a restaurant table. Or if somebody lifted your iPhone from, say, a patio and started walking away, wouldn't it be great if you were notified on your watch immediately? Well, an app called Mobile Leash may be able to help. Joining us on the line to chat about it is Brian Tolman from Mobile Leash. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Thank you.
So let's dive right in. What is the Mobile Leash app for Apple Watch all about?
Well, I think everybody can relate to forgetting their iPhone in a cafe, their office, or their basement. But quite simply, Mobile Leash will notify you on your Apple Watch when you're leaving your iPhone behind. Mobile Leash is a virtual leash for your iPhone.
Even though this is a show about technology, we don't get too technical here, but what we're really chatting about here is a Bluetooth connection, right? That wireless handshake between your iPhone and your Apple Watch. And if that Bluetooth connection is broken, you are then notified on your wrist that you have walked away or your phone has walked away from you.
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, isn't it odd that this feature isn't already built into Apple Watch? Apple Watch can do so much. And shameless plug here, I wrote the book Apple Watch for Dummies. It's your fitness tracker. It's your digital wallet. It's your music streaming device. It's your maps. Why hasn't Apple added this feature where, you know, Android watches have?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, as you know, the Apple Watch has a Beep My iPhone tool that helps you find your phone. If it's under a pillow or something like that. Apple also has, as you know, Find My iPhone. That is very accurate in locating and tracking your iPhone. It does require internet access or access to a second device. Find My iPhone is excellent at finding one's iPhone after you've lost it. Mobile Leash is designed to notify you when you are leaving your iPhone behind so you can go get it.
Right, before it may be too late.
Correct.
So can you walk us through a sample scenario, Brian? Give us an example of what had happened, what the user, the wearer of Apple Watch would feel and hear.
Sure. So let's assume that you're using the Mobile Leash compilation on your Apple Watch, and you have your Apple Watch on your wrist and your iPhone with you. So Mobile Leash compilation would be green, which reflects the iPhone being close by. And then also as context, Mobile Leash uses the lights of a traffic light to make notifications universal. So let's say you're having lunch at a cafe. Later you leave the cafe and forget your iPhone on the table. Mobile Leash is constantly measuring the Bluetooth signal strength between your Apple Watch and iPhone. And with a set of interrelated time, distance, and direction algorithms, Mobile Leash will notify you on your Apple Watch with a haptic audio and a change in compilation color from green to amber for iPhone missing that you've forgotten your iPhone so you can go get it. So that's probably about 30, 40 feet. Mobile Leash has a help find feature letting you know the date, time that your iPhone status changed from close by to missing and an estimate of walk time and distance back to your iPhone. At that point, Mobile Leash assumes that you will return to retrieve your iPhone. If you don't return and continue away from your iPhone, Mobile Leash will again notify you on your Apple Watch with a haptic, audio, and a changing compilation color to red for iPhone lost. If you ignore these notifications and still continue away from your iPhone, Mobile Leash will notify you on your Apple Watch connection that your connection is lost, with a haptic audio and a compilation color change to blue for open iPhone app. The lost and no connection add a map to help find information. To further assist you in locating where your iPhone status changed from close by to missing. All this on your Apple Watch instantly without needing internet access or a second device. Mobile Leash works in airplane mode, which helps you when you're traveling so you don't leave your iPhone in a plane, taxi, or train. And Mobile Leash can notify at shorter distance in travel mode to keep your iPhone even closer than the default setting. And you can change back to default setting anytime.
Okay, got it. Even though we're not likely to be on an airplane anytime soon, but I get the idea. Yeah. Now, just to clarify a couple of points, Brian, we're chatting with Brian Tolman from Mobile Leash about an app for Apple Watch that will detect if your iPhone has gone too far away from you, whether you walked away from it by accident in the back of an Uber or what have you, or if somebody lifts your iPhone, you're notified immediately on your wrist. Just want to clarify two things you said here. One is the word complication. For Apple Watch, this means that you can add some app elements to the watch face itself. So you may have your fitness information in one corner, you may have a compass in the other corner, and a complication is the ability to customize and add some information to the watch face.
That's correct. And for Mobile Leash, it works. Our complication works on the Infograph and Infograph modular watch faces.
Okay, so you have to choose one of the compatible watch faces. Does it work without a complication? Like if you just wanted to install the app and not see it?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right. The second thing I wanted to clarify is the word haptic. That's when you feel a slight vibration on your wrist. So it's like tapping you, if you will. So instead of sound or something visual, it vibrates very slightly on your wrist. So that's what haptic feedback is all about.
Correct. And, you can also turn the audio down in volume or you can turn it off. You'll still get the haptic notification. Yeah.
We'll learn a little bit more about Mobile Leash when we return after this short break. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. If you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, I write a tech tip of the day. So feel free to find me. I'm Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z. That's MarkSaltzman. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you want.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Before we continue chatting with Brian from Mobile Leash about this Apple Watch app that can detect if your iPhone has broken the Bluetooth connection so it leaves a certain perimeter, before we get to all that, speaking of protection, just want to remind you that it's incredibly important to back up your files, your computer files, on a regular basis before something bad happens, because you'll be kicking yourself after the fact if, you know, your irreplaceable photos and home videos and everything else is all gone on your laptop because you didn't remember to back it up. I don't want to sound preachy here, but but all you need is an external hard drive, like a G drive from G Technology. It's part of the Western Digital family. Super small, durable, fast drive that you just plug into any laptop. It could be a PC or a Mac, and you just drag and drop your files over and put it away somewhere safe, and you're fine. If the worst is that you have to replace the laptop, that can sting, I hear you, but it could be even worse if you lose irreplaceable and potentially sensitive, you know, work files, as well as those other personal memories that you may not have backed up properly. So it's really important to do it on a regular basis. But hey, let's continue chatting about the MobileLeash app for iPhone. And there's one question that I had for you, Brian. How does the app handle false positives? So when you're, you know, when the app thinks your phone is lost or stolen, but you're just maybe walking around your home.
Yeah, I mean, that can happen. We found that occasionally the iPhone system will shut down some services to conserve battery. When this happens, MobileLeash may lose its connection to the iPhone and alert iPhone lost when the phone is actually right next to you. This alert seems to wake up the iPhone system, and then the connection, once the connection is made between the two devices, MobileLeash will notify iPhone close by.
Okay, so it doesn't happen often, or is this something that you're constantly working on? You're improving this, these false positives?
No, that's the only type of false positive that we have. I mean, okay. It's a fairly simple program. I mean, we are managing Bluetooth. Like you said, Bluetooth can be used for many things. We've used it here to manage that. But, I mean, Bluetooth is pretty inconsistent for measuring distance. What we've been able to do through a fairly sophisticated set of algorithms is to manage that connection between the two devices.
Okay. Speaking of utilizing Bluetooth, does this app, MobileLeash, impact battery performance of Apple Watch at all?
I haven't noticed it. I'm not a very heavy phone or watch user, but we've tested it for the last year and a half, and I haven't noticed much depletion of battery from MobileLeash.
Okay. And how does MobileLeash compare to other digital leashes for Apple Watch?
There are a few in the App Store. There's Watch It listed at $279 US. There's Blue Buzz listed at $549 US. And there's an app called Phone Buddy, which has in-app purchases. It's not really fair for me to comment on the pros and cons of them. They all do similar things to MobileLeash. My approach with MobileLeash was to make it a simple yet intuitive utility app that fits in with our daily busy lifestyle. So MobileLeash constantly recalibrates its notification for areas with more and areas with less radio signal interference. Mm-hmm. So as a user moves, for example, indoors and then outdoors, MobileLeash works to ensure that users get constantly good results without having to manually calibrate the app.
Okay. And I also understand MobileLeash costs less than many of these others. So why don't we wrap up on price for this app and where we can learn more about it?
Yeah. So MobileLeash is a one-time fee of 99 cents U.S. or $1.39 Canadian, depending on the exchange rate iTunes is using. One other difference with other apps between MobileLeash is that there's no login, there's no user account, so your privacy is protected and there are no ads.
Okay, that's good to know.
Basically, users are anonymous to the app and the app developer.
And I know Apple is super sensitive about that as well, and the app probably wouldn't have been even approved to be at the App Store for Apple Watch if it violated any of Apple's strict privacy settings. All right, Brian, and the best website to learn more about MobileLeash?
MobileLeash.com, and also on iTunes in the MobileLeash tab.
And the spelling of MobileLeash is MobileLeash.
Yes.
MobileLeash.com, or you can find it at the App Store. Brian, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your summer.
Thanks, Mark. You too.
And thank you for tuning into Tech It Out this hour. I hope you enjoyed the program. This weekly show is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. If you want to send me a note, you can go to my website, which is marksaltzman.com. That's MarkSaltzman.com. All my social handles are there if you want to reach me that way as well. Have a great week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Stay safe, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, you're not alone. Amazon Echo devices are some of the world's most popular and affordable tech products. And with user data and surveys, VoiceBrew released their top uses and tips for Alexa. We asked VoiceBrew's Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
The Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years. And already, one in four adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music. Voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Find out more at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump holding a press conference later this hour where he is expected to announce executive orders to provide temporary COVID-19 relief in areas like evictions, unemployment benefits, and payroll taxes after negotiators failed to come to an agreement after a week's worth of talks. Yesterday, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says it's the Democrats who are not compromising.
At this point, I'm extremely disappointed that we came up here today just to hear the same thing repeated over and over again, which is the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says, though he's still willing to keep talking.
I think there's a lot of areas of compromise. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
More protests are expected in Portland, Oregon throughout the weekend following violent demonstrations this week as unrest in the Rose City continues. Since George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, protests have occurred nightly for the last 70 days. We are already seeing some problems pop up with mail-in ballots. Keith Peters explains.
The Center for Voter Information in Washington sent mail-in ballot applications with incorrect return addresses to hundreds of thousands of voters in Virginia. The Virginia Department of Elections says it will immediately forward any such applications to the correct election offices for processing. The group has apologized in a news release blaming computer errors. Election officials say any voter wanting an absentee ballot should apply online through the state's website. Some local voter registrars are complaining that the advocacy group is really draining their resources.
Beginning today, people in England and Scotland have to wear face coverings in most indoor spaces, including places of worship, museums, and cinemas. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
For the 34th straight year, the world's longest yard sale is doing business.
Thousands of vendors fan out along the roadsides from Alabama to Michigan each summer. Vendor Ann Sullins has set up shop for the past 5 years and was thankful it wasn't called off.
All the vendors just love the interactivity with everyone as they come through.
In Gadsden, Alabama, at the southernmost end of the sale, there were a mix of people in the crowd with and without face masks, some visibly trying to keep their distance, and others standing shoulder to shoulder to look over clothes, toys, antiques, and housewares. Promoters considered canceling the yard sale because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead because it's a mostly outdoor event. I'm Jennifer King.
The Mid-American Conference is the first league at college football's highest level to cancel its fall season because of the coronavirus. MAC schools rely heavily on revenue from road games against power conference teams, and most of those games are off. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Ohio Supreme Court will hear a school district's appeal of a ruling that they must provide police-level training to employees carrying concealed weapons.
Madison local schools voted to allow armed school employees after a 2016 shooting in which two students were shot and wounded by a 14-year-old boy. A group of parents sued the district in September 2018 to prevent teachers from being armed without extensive training. The district asked the state Supreme Court in May to hear its appeal, and a court spokesperson said Friday that all seven justices had voted in favor of taking the case up for review. Patrick Foss reporting.
Around the country, gun sales are up. On the Salem Radio Network this week, former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says that's because many Americans fear a breakdown of law enforcement and know their need to defend themselves, their families, and their home. Talent cited the recent anti-police riots around the country and the looting and burning of property all in front of police. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your puggle acting peculiar? Does your Manx need to mellow out? Are your golden doodles acting just a bit grumpy? Well, if you love animals, and I know you do, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really understand how your dogs and cats think and why they do some of the things they do, stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those adorable little furry buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat, they're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, your cat's not using the litter box, it hates the new cat that came in the house, he scratched your favorite chair, he keeps you up at night, you got the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And just a reminder, if you happen to be a new listener or a regular listener to the Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show and does in fact get through to me live on the air today will be getting an amazing gift for their dog or cat. Now, if you're new, you may not be aware, many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $40 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your pet and animal questions at the same time. A great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, if it's busy, keep trying. We'll get to you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, although by now you're aware I never get through all my topics, but we'll try. You know, before COVID-19 changed everything, pet guardians had only a few options outside the traditional trip to their veterinarian. But since the FDA lifted the requirement on in-person exams for fear of spreading the virus, pet telemedicine has boomed. Good idea? Bad idea? We'll talk about it. And do you have any idea how many people wake up in the morning or after a nap with a cat sleeping on their head? So I'll finally answer the question, why do cats like to sleep on your head? Also, we'll talk about low-calorie treats, excessive licking, what does it mean? And I know you're going to think this sounds disgusting. I talked about it on my LA show, but I got to do it, folks. It may sound gross to you, but should you stop your dogs from sniffing each other's butts? Should you just let them do it? I know it's disgusting, but should you stop it? We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of amazing stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating, eating too much, surfing your countertops, hates other dogs, suffers with separation anxiety, maybe even depressed, keeps you up at night, or you finally came to the realization that your dogs are just a little bit brighter, as well as your cats, than you are, great time to give me a call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is pretty simple. Telemedicine for your dogs and cats, good idea? Bad idea? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me get right to the phone lines here on the show. How about we start out today with my friend Ray calling from Texas. Hey, Ray, welcome to the show.
Warren, good afternoon. My question is, my cat has a fetish. The fetish is it prefers to chew on sandwich bag ends and bags from the world's largest retailer that have WM in their name. And the cat likes that bag because it pops and it crinkles and it just downright must feel good to that cat. Now, the cat swallows it and it actually comes out in the box. Now, it does it almost every time when we're not looking. This is not an occasional thing. I've gotten on my desk and found plastic bags that I've had paperwork in with the ends chewed on it. And really, it's out of hand. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, you know, there are certain animals that have bizarre cravings for certain items. There are certain items like plastic, for example, that many, many cats are attracted to. They use a lot of different chemicals in the plastic bags, and very often the cats are attracted to that. Not a good idea. Very, very dangerous. You've been really lucky for a while. What I would be doing at this point is making sure there are no plastic bags around your house for the cat to chew on, but plenty of other items for her to hang out with. For example, when you go to the supermarket and you're bringing home those plastic bags, bring home a couple of dozen cardboard boxes, put them around the house, let the cat chew, play a jump, crawl through whatever she needs to do. It could also be a deficiency in the cat's diet. Not necessarily, but it could be. I'm trying to think of the word. It just left me for a second. Bizarre craving for a certain item. I don't know. It's not coming to me. Anyway, there are certain cats and dogs or even people that really are just, they have no, they have this bizarre craving and there's no way around it. So, number one is it's not safe and should not let the cat do it. It's very dangerous, so let's make sure we get rid of the plastic and replace it with something that's a lot more acceptable to the cat. Even grow some organic catnip plants and other organic plants as well. That'll make a difference for you. However, is the cat getting a lot of stimulation, Ray? Be honest with me.
Oh, absolutely. The cat is brilliant, meaning that the cat on its own learned how to go in the bathroom, jumps in the bathtub, and does number one in the drain, walks away from it, and comes out of the bathroom along with using the cat box.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Hey, Ray, when your cat's peeing in the bathroom, what does he use? What magazine does he read?
No magazine. So far, we haven't got the cat eyeglasses yet.
But listen, you got a really smart cat there, but eating the plastic, there's a lot of chemicals in plastic. It's way too dangerous. It could be a bizarre craving. I don't have a lot of these, but what I'm going to do, Ray, is I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm actually going to send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for cats, okay? Let's see if that makes a little bit of a difference, but you got to keep that plastic away from her. Try to replace it with things that are safe. You know, cats are nomadic. They like a lot of change in their environment. So what you can really do is just make sure you're changing things constantly. New boxes, new bags, new organic catnip. The more things you change, especially with an intelligent cat, a really bright cat, or even a bright child or a bright dog, they're much more inquisitive. But it sounds to me like they just might be missing something in her diet. So what we're going to do is I'm going to send you a jar of the Hugs and Kisses supplements for your cats. And I appreciate the phone call. Give me a call back and let me know. Have the conversation with your vet too. I don't know why the word is escaping my head. I mean, I talk about it all the time, but there's a word for bizarre craving of certain items, and I can't think of it, but I will. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. Hey, Sean, welcome to the show.
Hi. How you doing, Warren? How you doing?
I'm doing so. Sorry we made you wait so long, Sean, but what can I do for you?
That's okay. So, I already have a cat and a dog, actually, and they're friends. They've been friends for 6 years. But my 16 or 15-year-old daughter just befriended a stray cat about 4 to 6 months old, and she's just a sweetheart, and she never leaves my front door ever. And I want to figure out how to basically domesticate her, you know, get her to start using a litter box, and then also get my cat to get along with her because my cat doesn't seem to like her, obviously.
Okay, well, first of all, Sean, I expect a cigar. You have a new kid in the household, okay? So as soon as you let that new kitten in the household, I expect you to send me a cigar. Listen to me carefully, okay? Number one, and this is real important, the cat's been outside, so the cat's not going to know from litter when you first bring the cat into the household. So I would get a litter box where the cat's going to be in the house. You're going to want to keep them separated for a day or two. And in that litter box, instead of putting litter, I would just put some dirt and grass from outside in your yard because that's where the cat is familiar going with, okay? Going in. That's number one. Number two is you hear me talk about this often, scent swapping. What you need to do is get the scent of the cat that's outside and swap it with the scent of the cat that's inside. What I would do is I would let the cat that's inside smell the cat that's outside. Take a washcloth, just rub it over them so the smell is there. Then what I would do is in the evening, I would make sure that one member of the family is sitting on one side of the couch, another member of the other side, one holding each cat, and when they start ignoring each other, that's enough for that day. Then after a week or so of that, what I would do is I would put cardboard boxes and paper bags all over your floor, then put the two of them down. They'll be more investigative of the cardboard boxes than each other. That's where you should be at this point. There's no reason that they should not be getting along like best friends in a matter of a week or two, John.
Okay, so the thing is so don't put a litter box by the front door. Just straight up take the cat in the house and start trying to domesticate her that way.
Yeah, because you know what? It's a young kitten. She's outside. You know, you can wake up tomorrow. She won't be there.
Yeah. Okay. So just take her in and then separate her. Put a litter box.
Yeah. But when
put dirt and grass or whatever in the litter
dirt
box.
So she
knows to go in the litter box.
And then what you do is once she's going in the litter box, you can start adding some litter to the litter box and gradually get away from the dirt and the and then just change rubber. And I'm going to send you some litter, by the way, Sean. But that's what you need to do at this point. There's some great articles. Check out my website, thepetshow.com. There's a great article on first cat psychology. You might want to use some of that as well. But I think you're going to be absolutely fine.
I have the litter because I'm actually in the pet industry, so I actually use Lucy's.
Oh man, you're not one of those pet guys, are you, Sean? Now come on, Sean.
No. I'm in the fish industry and I have wholesale license. That's why. So I buy lots of Lucy's products.
I'm so glad to hear that, Sean. What can I say? You know, do you want a T-shirt, Sean? Do you want? What do you want?
Hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses.
I can't know why he's such a cat. Gosh, I'm going to run out of hugs and kisses.
I have a dog, too.
All right. That's good, Sean. I'm putting you on hold, and we're sending Sean some hugs and kisses for your dog. We're a little light on the cat vitamin, but check it out. We still have some available. Check it out at thepetshow.com or amazon.com or wherever you have to go. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I should have broke 10 minutes ago, but I'll take a commercial. When we come back, we have Laura, Craig, Becky, Terry. We'll get to all your calls, but right now, speaking about hugs and kisses, you know how everybody wants them because they're amazing. I developed my own hugs and kisses vitamin mineral supplements over 30 years ago with the top veterinarians in the country. I was asked, you guys were watching me on Regis and Kathy Lee, the Today Show, the Tonight Show, the Letterman Show, the Mickey Mouse Club, and you kept saying, Warren, our dogs and cats are shedding like crazy. They have dry, itchy skin. My cat's suffering with hairballs. What can we do? Well, I developed the hugs and kisses with that in mind. Number one, it's very, very rich in antioxidants, which really support your dog or cat's immune system. But more importantly, what it does, it will help prevent shedding, dander, dry skin, itching. There's two different formulas, one for cats and one for dogs. Actually, Hugs and Kisses has now been a healthy diet for literally generation of pets. But don't take my word. I want you to read the testimonials. Go to Amazon.com. Go to Walmart.com. Go to my website, thepetshow.com. And I want you to read all of the verified purchasers that give Hugs and Kisses those five-star reviews. So if you want to control your dog or cat shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, relief a click away, log on to my website, thepetshow.com, or log on to Amazon.com or log on to Walmart.com, or if you prefer talking to someone, call my office. Yeah, we have live people there. The phone number, 1-800-430 and the word hugs, 1-800-430-4847. Remember, the only person you'll speak to is my assistant, Julie. If she's not there, leave a message. Julie will call you back. So call her at 1-800-430-4847. Or log on to thepetshow.com, amazon.com, or walmart.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin.
Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, you're not alone. Amazon Echo devices are some of the world's most popular and affordable tech products. And with user data and surveys, VoiceBrew released their top uses and tips for Alexa. We asked VoiceBrew's Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
The Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years. And already, one in four adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music. Voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Find out more at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
On Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
As much as I love you, but you may say my dog will always...
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Coming up on today's show, we got a lot of interesting stuff here. Why cats sleep on your head, and should you let your dog sniff the butts of other dogs? I know that sounds like a gross question, but a lot of people ask about it, so we'll talk about that as well. But right now, let me get back to the busy phone lines. Plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away, and we are going to Laura. Hey, Laura, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hi, Warren.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. What can I do to help you?
So my husband and I have an 11-year-old American Eskimo. We've had her since she was a puppy. And anytime we have company come over, she just barks and barks and will not stop barking at the people that as they come in. And then when they sit down, she tends to stop for a little while. But as soon as they stand up off, you know, out of the off the couch or dining room table, then she starts to bark again.
Not a tough one for me to handle, Laura. A couple of things going on here. First of all, I love the breed. I love the little Spitzes. They're super dogs. However, I want you to do this. I want you to find a specific item that your dog cannot live without. I don't care what that item is, some type of toy, whatever. But that item should only be taken out when people come to the door. So what we're trying to do is we don't want to correct her. I mean, how tough is it and how mean is it to tell a dog to shut up, be quiet, and leave him alone when she just wants to go greet them? So what we want to do is use a little distraction therapy at that time. So number one is find one item that she only gets specifically when people come over. The other thing that would be very helpful is working her on some of her basic training while people are coming in and out of the front door. Her sit, her stay, her down. Not again because I care whether she does it, but at least she learns to accept authority from you at the point where she's disturbing you. The other thing I would also recommend, and this is going to take a little bit more work, Laura, but it works every time, is when people come over, have them walk right into your house, and, you know, you, hopefully they're close friends, have them walk right into your house and walk out of the back of your house. Do you have a yard?
Yes, we do.
Have them walk into the yard, have them hang out with the dog in the yard for a few minutes first. Because what happens is, when they're in the backyard with the dog's not going to feel this incredible territorial need that it does inside. So follow that advice, some basic training at the beginning there, the one specific toy, introducing them outside, and I think you'll be right on target, Laura.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and we are going to send Laura. We're going to send you a. We're going to send you a book also, because I want you to use the book in getting the barking under control. So we'll send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. And I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
And everybody having a ball.
Yippee-i-yo.
I tell the fellas, start the name calling.
Yippee-i-yo.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a full one shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-796-1182. 800-796-1182. 800-796-1182. That's 800-796-1182.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Cloud that's on the side of the eyes. It's not affecting her sight right now, but the vet told my son that it's going to get progressively worse unless he does something about it. So she's on some type of medication. I don't have the names of it, but they put her on a couple different eye drops to try to slow it down. He's done some research. Apparently UC Davis, he told me, that has done some pretty extensive research in this area. Specifically for this problem. So I just was trying to get your input.
Let me give you my input. It's really simple, okay? First of all, you're going to your general vet, which is great, and you're getting the advice from the veterinarian, pretty much knowledgeable. They know what they're talking about. However, at this point, when we're dealing with eyes and progressively getting worse, what you really need to do is have the dog taken to a veterinary ophthalmologist. And there are veterinarians. I see you live in Los Angeles, in West LA. I believe there's one in Marina Del Rey and several of them. But that's where you need to be at this point. Nothing against your veterinarian. I mean, listen, I have a regular doctor, but I also have rheumatoid arthritis, so I go to a rheumatologist. I go to a specialist for something that's different because that's what they work on all day. So if we have a dog and both eyes are not in great shape, the first thing I would do would get a second opinion from a veterinary ophthalmologist, and they can work in conjunction with your regular vet, and maybe your vet's doing everything he could be, but at least you want to make sure you've checked everything out. So that's where I would be at this point, setting up an appointment with an ophthalmologist before you make any type of decisions in terms of what you're going to do, what medication, surgery, no surgery. That's where you need to be at this point. Now, you may be considering, what about the cost factor? Well, it may cost you a drop more at the beginning to see the ophthalmologist. However, in the long run, you may get a quicker response and a quicker diagnosis, which could actually save money. So I'm not looking at dollars and cents. I'm looking at what's best for the Boston Terrier, especially with those bulgy eyes that they have. So I would definitely get a second opinion at this point from a veterinary ophthalmologist. If your veterinarian won't give you the name of one, he should. If he won't, you can go to the Southern California Veterinary Medical Association. They have a website and get a listing of specialists for that as well. Does that answer your question a bit there, Craig?
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks very much.
You sound like a really good grandfather. How old did you say the dog was?
She's about eight. She'll be eight in October, I think. She's eight. And she's just dynamite, just a dynamite dog.
They're the greatest dog. Yeah, they're truly an American breed, the little Boston Terriers with their tuxedos. I'm going to put you on hold, Craig, and I am going to send you, for your dog, I am going to send you some hemp seed joint health. We'll keep those joints in really, really good shape. So hemp seed from my good friends at Nature Vet, by the way, right here in Southern California, is on its way to you. 877-725-8255. We are going to Becky. Hey, Becky, welcome to the show.
Hey, Warren.
How can I help you, Becky?
Well, I have a pit bull rescue. She's just a sweetheart. She's a loving dog, and outside, not a problem. But when people come over to our house, she has a tendency, she'll take her muzzle and poke them in the leg and maybe slightly graze her teeth across their leg. She's not biting them. Clearly, if she wanted to, she could. But some of them think it's cute, and they think that she likes them. I know it's slightly aggressive, and I don't like it.
Well, first of all, maybe it's the type of people you're inviting over to your house. You ever think about that, Becky? Maybe you ought to change your friends a little bit. Anyway, here's what I'm going to recommend that you do. First of all, you know I'm a big fan of pit bulls. You know I trained the dog for the Buster Brown Company, Ty. You know I'm such a big fan of the breed. What I would be doing is I would be introducing the dog to your guests outside of your home and then bringing them inside.
Okay.
And second of all, I would also, you know, the nipping, you use the term aggression. It's not aggression, it's excitement. You know, when we get excited, we use our hands, we scratch our head, we crack our knuckles. When a dog gets excited, they don't have thumbs, they don't have hands, they use their mouth. So dogs that are mouthy very often are considered aggressive, when in reality, they're just alleviating stress and anxiety, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later. So don't assume it's aggressive behavior. Introduce outside, find a special item that the dog only gets when people come over, then it's put away till the next time they come over, and I think you're going to be right on track with that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I feel better.
Let me see what I want to send you. You have your big animal lover?
Oh, yes.
You consider yourself eccentric, a little nuts? Well, you listen to my show, so you got to be a little nuts. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, Becky, and I am going to send you a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright." I'm telling you, I cannot keep these T-shirts in stock. Everyone is walking around with them, and the response has been absolutely amazing. By the way, they are available at my website, thepetshow.com. And on top of that, the money from the T-shirts goes directly to my own Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, which is at 501c3. It helps all of those small mom-and-pop shelters across the country. So get a T-shirt. Check out thepetshow.com. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I have Hugs and Kisses to give away today. I have Lucy Pet Food to give away. I have those T-shirts. You just heard me give one away. I have copies of my behavior books, either dog or cat. Cat's Incredible Litter, Arthrosoothe Gold, Hemp Seed Oil, Mushroom Max. Everyone that calls in and gets through to me live on the air today will be getting one of these gifts. And if you're new to the show, these are not biscuits, folks. The gifts I'm giving away, some worth $25, $35, $40 and more, thanks to my great sponsors. So a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your questions. And at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, or give me a call if you just want to brag about a new dog, a new cat that you've recently sheltered, I've got from a shelter, adopted, rescued. I'd love to hear from you guys, or maybe a dog or cat you're fostering. 877-725-8255, that is the phone number. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Now, you've heard me talk for a while now about Lucy Pet Food and their amazing prebiotic formula, and how it is the food of choice for my own guys. You know about Molly and Willie. They're the two guys I rescued from a very high-kill shelter in Los Angeles about a year and a half ago. And I got to tell you, from the day they walked into my house, they've been on Lucy Pet Food, and the results have been absolutely amazing. But I've been hearing from listeners all over the United States and Canada, police departments, shelters, rescues, all bragging about the effects, the amazing results they're seeing when using Lucy Pet Food. In fact, I want you to hear from one of my listeners now talking about Lucy Pet Food.
I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, and I was telling you about my cat's Petal, who every time I came home or go down in the morning, his little toy mouse is in the kibble. And you had explained to me why that might be happening, and I received a box of Lucy cat food. the kibble. And the minute I put it out, I have to tell you, two of my cats just pounced on it. And they just love it. And then Pedro, the only boy cat, he went over and he ate it. They really, really like it. And that's the cat food I'm going to buy from now on.
You know, I hear this every single day from listeners all over the U.S. and Canada about not only how much their dogs and cats love Lucy pet food, but the results they're actually seeing from that prebiotic formula. If you want to feed your pets what I feed mine, if you want to feed your dogs and cats a pet food with an incredible prebiotic formula, here's what you need to do. Check out Lucy pet food for your dog or cat. Lucy pet food is available at Amazon.com, and if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. Lucy pet food is also available at Chewy.com. So feed your dogs and cats what I feed mine, the only food with that prebiotic formula, Lucy Pet Food, available at Amazon.com and Chewy.com. The food that should be in your dog or cat's bowl today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the animal say?
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I think I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Walk down the skincare aisle at the store and you'll find row upon row of acne products. But dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis has this advice before you invest in one therapy or another.
Anyone with mild to moderate or severe acne, the first thing they should do is start washing their skin twice a day with soap and water, because a lot of people take for granted that they don't need to do that very often, much less twice a day.
Dr. Davis says research has shown that twice a day face washing with a mild soap actually helps clear acne.
And we think that that's simply because it helps remove dirt, dander, and superficial oil, and it might slightly unplug the skin. So the first thing you can do for acne is wash your face twice a day with soap and water.
As for over-the-counter things you can do, look for products with benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid. If you still feel you need help, there are prescription strength treatments available. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just 2 for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
End 8/8/20. While supplies last, limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Wants to be a cat. Because a cat's
I love to be a cat. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Phone number 877-725-8255. We are jam-packed. We're going to get to all your calls. We're all over the place. We're in Florida, Los Angeles, Idaho, Delaware. But right now we're going to Florida and my friend Terry. Hey, Terry, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren. How are you?
I could not be better, Terry. How'd you make out with the hurricane, okay?
What hurricane?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard about a hurricane somewhere in Florida.
No, it didn't really. It hit North Carolina, I think.
Yeah. No, I heard from my friends on Long Island. A lot of my friends on Long Island had a little rough time with it, but Florida got saved. I'm glad to hear that.
Rain.
So what can I do for you, Terry?
We were
scared. Yeah, we
were scared. We've got about a 10-week-old rough collie, and we have a pen that we keep in some and at night and sometimes during the day, but we're working at potty training him. So when we take him out of the pen, we immediately take him outside and let him do his job. We also have, for emergency, some puppy pads that we have in the house too, in one location. And most of the time he'll use that. Sometimes he decides somewhere else. But does using puppy pads, does that hinder the training where he can depend on that or just continue to take him out and eventually?
Where are the puppy pads located in connection with the door that you normally take him out?
Really the opposite. And we tried to have it by the door. We could put it back there again. But
I was going to say, if you can put them closer to the door that you're going to take them out of and cover that area with the pads and gate them off in that area when you can't watch him, then making sure that he goes outside and giving him a lot of praise and then eventually moving the pads outside, you should have him housebroken in 12 to 14 days entirely.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, because we let him run loose in the house pretty much.
No, you can't do that, Terry. What you need to do right now is confine or watch, no in between. In other words,
okay.
if you go 100%, if you go the next 14 days without the dog having an accident, and the way to do that is confine or watch, no in between, because he can't have an accident if he's confined or watch, you'll be right on track. It'll make all the difference in the world for you. I wasn't going to give away another book today, but I am going to give away another book, Terry, because you got a 10-week-old puppy. What kind of puppy did you say it was?
It's a rough collie.
Oh, they're great dogs. God, you know, these silly collies. People don't realize that.
He's
the smooth
collie, yeah.
But the smooth collie was the original. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And also, did you know the collie in Lassie was a male, not a female?
Right. No, I knew that.
Ah, yeah. I thought we had it again. Anyway,
his dad looks just like Lassie.
The beautiful dog. So anyway, Terry, great luck. Great dog. Listen, the book covers everything from housebreaking right on down to training till the day you got to say goodbye, which we don't even want to think about. So let me put Terry on hold. We're going to send Terry a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. By the way, people are saying, Warren, you know, where can I get the book? The book is available on my website, either How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, Pet Aerobics. It's all there. Check it out, thepetshow.com. They're also available at Amazon as well. Hey, the phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. We got plenty of time to get to Dorothy, Bruce, Frida. Frida calling from Long Island, Fort Washington. I see that, Frida. And Cecile, we'll get to all your calls right after this. But listen carefully, okay? I posted something on my Facebook, and if you're not with me on Facebook, you should be. Facebook.com/The Pet Show. It was a video of a woman driving off with her 10, 12, 13-year-old Labrador, driving to a cul-de-sac somewhere in a really wooded area in Virginia somewhere, and just letting the dog out of the car with her. She took the dog into the woods, ran back to her Tesla, got back in her Tesla, and drove off and abandoned the dog. This is why it's so important you support my friends at Delta Rescue. Just imagine how we can leave our mark in our lifetime and leave this world a better place. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue would have never, ever, ever have been able to do the work it does every day without you, my listeners, and your support. My good friend Leo Grillo, who is Delta's founder, asked that you put some of your work into helping their 1,500 rescued cats, dogs, and horses into the future. That's why Denise, my wife, and myself have personally decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own personal estate planning. You see, a bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits for you now in the future. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure that every one of the animals he rescued, this is what I'm talking about. They go in. Delta goes into the forest, the woods, everywhere to rescue these dogs that were abandoned, thrown out, and abused by people. Then they bring them down and give them the incredible life they deserve. And listen to me carefully. Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com and prove every day that your dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned dogs, cats, horses, happy and safe, and yeah, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org. DeltaRescue.org. I want you to see the stories of these throwaway dogs and cats. Then call them. 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning, just like I did. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or call them. Don't wait. The animals need you today. 661-269-4010. 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone?
Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you.
We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Tech has changed virtually everything in our lives today, including health, wellness, and fitness. And from counting calories to counting steps, did you know that tech is also a big part of the WW or Weight Watchers program? Kevin O'Brien from WW explains.
At the core of our program are proprietary algorithms built over decades as it relates to people's weight loss and healthy habits. And that in of itself, I guess, is a form of technology. But more obviously is the way we make use of technology to bring the program to our members on a day-to-day basis. What's magic, I think, about WW is the way it helps simplify the decisions that somebody needs to make about being healthier and about achieving a healthy weight. All of our members are on the app, and some of our members are going to workshops every week. And really, the app simplifies working with the program. It allows our members to take the program where they want to go. It lets them take them with them.
And the workshops are free to check out.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Kittens, they lost their mittens.
Blah, blah, the three little kittens. We're back on the pet show. I'm Warren Exxon. Dorothy, Bruce, Frida, Celia. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. You'll be my first calls coming back. Great time to call me, by the way. 877-725-8255. Should you stop dogs from sniffing each other's butts? Those are the things that keep me up at night. The answer is no. This is a perfectly natural and normal form of communication between dogs, and it's not something humans should intervene unless you have a reason for not permitting your dog to interact. Too much interference of any kind between dogs who are communicating is a bad thing, and it slows down or curtails the process of being able to learn about each other. When dogs are sniffing each other's butts, take it from me, it's when you go online, it's TikTok, it's Facebook, it's the Internet, it's the Google. Let your dog sniff. That's how they gather the information they need to survive. So sniff away, my friends. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 255. Quick break, then right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and
available. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.